Good evening. Today is the 15th of October 2023. Welcome to Life, L-I-F-E, Living in Faith Every Day. Your host, S. Sebastian Campbell. And we go to Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 4. It talks about the banquet, the wedding banquet. Jesus responded by telling still more stories. God's kingdom, he said, is like a king who threw a wedding banquet for his son. He sent out servants to call in all invited guests, and they wouldn't come. He sent out another round of servants, instructing them to tell the guests, "Look, everything is on the table. The prime rib is ready for carving. Come to the wedding feast." The idea from the marriage feast comes from Isaiah 25, 6 to 9, where the salvation of God is portrayed as a joyful banquet. By using the context given to us by the prophet Isaiah, we can slowly uncover the gospel of today, Matthew 22, on. And the king is God, our Heavenly Father. And he's preparing to celebrate the marriage of his son, Jesus Christ, in the Jewish nation, and subsequently his church. Such an elaborate and generous feast he has prepared for them. And he sends his servants, the prophets, to tell them about this great feast. But no, they decided to shrug it off, go about their business, and even kill the prophets. This greatly angered God, and he punished these people greatly for their transgressions. And it was here that God had decided, "My son is ready to be married. Invite all you can find on the street. Tell the good news to everyone, both bad and good, both Jew and Gentile. Go out to people of all nations, and more importantly, you and me." People answered the call to the feast, and the hall was filled with guests. God's invitation is an invitation to all, Jew and Gentiles, that's me and you. It's an invitation to a happy life, to start to live God's kingdom in the here and the now. And also to be realized that in the here and now, there is a deficit in this joy and celebration in the lives of many people for whatever reason. And the job of the church, the Christian people, is to help persons, well, make up this deficit, those with sickness and bereavement, persons with financial hurdles and broken marriages and broken family life, victims of crime and persons who have lost a job, persons with health challenges, yes. We are to reach out and to realize that ultimately every one of God's children is to enjoy that expression of this banquet, gloriously living, joyful living. The banquet is a relationship with God. Being called into a relationship with God is a relationship of joy, a relationship of peace. But hold on. Some of us chose not to wear a wedding garment, as the parable goes on. In other words, we didn't fulfill our part of the wedding agreement and disobeyed God, dishonoring our baptismal vows, and also not living what we have been called to. We chose to be at this wedding feast, but we couldn't abide by one single condition. So our Father says, God, that is, "For many are called, but few are chosen. Bind him hands and feet and throw him into the dark places." Look back. What is so significant about the wedding garment and the punchline of today's gospel to us? Don't worry. God is not mean. From the songs of it, the king was a generous king. So if a poor person who entered the wedding feast didn't have one, his wedding garment, he could have asked for one that would have been given to him. But bring this back to reality. We are like those people who did not have wedding garments. And for some of us, we chose to refuse those wedding garments. In other words, we chose not to have a relationship with God. We chose to do it our own way. We chose not to repent. We chose not to live the call of the gospel. We chose not to do good works. We chose not to confess our sins. We chose not to fast. We chose not to pray. We chose not to attend mass or attend worship. We chose to be cantankerous and disgusting. We chose to be mean and selfish. In short, we chose not to build our hearts up to love. Instead, we chose to live our faith on our terms. We do as we please instead of fulfilling the call. God is love. So the ultimate garment we are called to have on is an attitude of love. Yes, Paul helps us with this in Galatians chapter 5. Indeed, 5 and 22 can be described as the garment all Christians ought to be wearing. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and indeed self-control. For all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, we have put on Christ. Because what good is it to put on Christ and do nothing about it? The question for us is, are all of us ready to tread down that narrow path of wearing our wedding garments of Christ? Everyone, all of us who have been baptized, are part of the Church of God. And all of us are called into this culture of joy and excitement. All of us are called to wear the garment, Christ Himself, and come with the attitude of knowing that the invitation indeed is for all, but our attitude counts. Amen.